This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired March 4th, 2024. Despite the positive effects touted by frontline service organizations such as the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo and Area, or AQUA, funding for a national HIV self-testing program will not be renewed by the federal government in the 2024 budget. The Public Health Agency of Canada has confirmed to CKMS News that the funding for the program will cease at the end of March 2024. The HIV self-testing program, initiated in 2022 and extended in 2023, supplied kits and provided funding for workers to assist those seeking an HIV test. At AQUA, a worker was hired to guide folks through the proper testing process and make sure they were comfortable to take the test. AQUA has said they have served over 500 individuals with this peer-to-peer approach, passing along over 700 HIV self-test kits. Katie, an NGO focused on providing information to frontline service providers in Canada, called the HIV self-testing program, quote, an important piece in overcoming hurdles and bridging the gap between diagnosis and treatment, unquote. Jody Jollimore, executive director of Katie, said, quote, one out of 10 HIV-positive Canadians still do not know they are living with the virus. We need to make testing as simple and convenient as possible, and self-testing is part of that, unquote. Katie, who distributed about 200 self-testing kits a month, also provided CKMS News with some statistics which, quote, might surprise you, unquote, about new HIV cases, stating 18.2% of new HIV cases in Canada are among Indigenous people. 22.6% of new HIV cases in Canada are among people who inject drugs. 32% of new HIV cases in Canada are among females. 33.6% of new HIV cases in Canada are through heterosexual sex. And 46.6% of new cases in Canada are among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. Staying with the evidence, Katie also points to a recent American study on HIV self-testing, which indicates, quote, study participants also felt that self-testing would help them to get linked to care in a timely manner if they had HIV, and it would help to increase their frequency of testing and therefore get them diagnosed sooner, unquote. CKMS News asked Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada for details about the decision to cut funding to the program, including how frontline service providers were consulted. The response read, quote, an interview will not be possible on this at this time, unquote. But it did include a statement which listed details about the HIV self-testing program, how much money was spent on it, and how many organizations were supported. However, the response did not include any information about why the funding for the program was ending, nor how the agencies arrived at their decision. The statement concluded, quote, PHAC is continuing to explore options to make HIV self-test kits available to community-based organizations after March 31st, 2024, unquote. This show features an interview with Ruth Cameron, the executive director of AQUA, who discusses the importance of the HIV self-testing program and provides some impact data. Here is the interview with Ruth Cameron, who introduces AQUA and the HIV self-testing program the organization has been operating over the past 2 years.
My name is Ruth Cameron. I'm the executive director of AQUA, which stands for the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, and Area. We support over 5,000 community members here in Waterloo Region, and we do a variety of programs that are related to support for people who are living with HIV and prevention with a number of key populations. One of the programs that we have is a relatively new initiative, and that is a program where we are raising awareness and distributing HIV self-tests to community members who would like them. This is a program that has happened after a new test has been approved by Health Canada. Currently, people can order this rapid test through different online options. There are free options, but people can actually individually purchase this test as well. All the tests we have are free. And what we can do is we can do a lot of education and support with people so that they take the test correctly and have a good understanding of how to take the test in future completely independently if that's what they'd like to do.
Have you had a lot of positive feedback or use of the program so far?
Yes, we have. We have engaged with over 500 individuals at this time, and we've probably distributed over 700 tests at this time.
So the federal government announced they will not be continuing funding for this program past March 31st of this year and have not yet announced any type of replacement program. How will this abrupt end to the program affect residents of Waterloo Region?
What it will do is it will affect, I think, in many ways, the effectiveness of the program. The tests will still be available, but what I think has been hugely important is through the support that we received from the Public Health Agency of Canada, we were able to hire some pretty special community health workers. These are people who have a great skill set and experience in terms of talking to different communities that might face a lot of marginalization, and they were able to really effectively reduce stigma and help people learn some health promotion and prevention skills. That has made a huge difference, and I can give you some information that explains this a little bit better. What we have found here at Aqua is that the majority of individuals that we have worked with did not want to grab a test and walk away and do it themselves the first time. What we have found is that over 94% of the individuals that we engaged with the very first time wanted some coaching on how to do the test. And then after that, they felt very comfortable taking away additional tests that they could do independently on a frequency that is recommended by public health so that they could protect their own health. And that's the important part. For an individual who may be taking a test for the very first time, there may be some anxiety and they may have a bit of difficulty following the instructions on the test the first time. And if they don't follow the instructions exactly, they may get a result that looks inconclusive, which you can understand could cause a lot of anxiety. When people are coached, they get a very definitive answer. And if the test is negative, there's an opportunity to speak to them about their health in a non-stigmatizing way and talk about their sexual health with them in a very positive way. And if they test positive, there's the same opportunity to talk to them, reduce stigma, and talk about their overall health and their sexual health in a very positive and affirming way, and help them get connected to the services and supports that they may need.
So stopping the funding for this program, the hires that Aqua has done, those positions are no longer funded? Those positions will be lost?
Yes, those positions won't be funded, and we'll have to look for other resources to try and continue that connection. This peer-to-peer approach, this what we would call the low-threshold approach to engaging with community members, we think is an important component of the program. People who don't desire this, they are in no way coerced into having that kind of engagement. If they want to just grab some tests from us and leave, we are very happy to help people do that. If people want to phone us and ask us about anonymous ways to get tests where they don't have to even engage with anyone face-to-face, we're really happy to help them find those options as well, because there are several options for that. But for the people who would like to talk to someone who they feel is really non-judgmental and maybe someone who has some similar experiences to them, we are very interested in making sure they have that opportunity if they want it.
Is there anything that can be done about this funding decision? Like, are there any actions Aqua or any of the affected organizations across the country are taking to pressure the government to reinstate or expand the funding even?
I think that there are a number of things that are happening. organizations that have this funding from across Canada, all provinces, territories, have been in communication with the funder expressing the desire and the need for this program to continue. Something that's really important about this test is that it is a really important tool in our overall national goal, where it's estimated that there are around 10% of the overall population of people living with HIV in Canada who aren't aware of their status. This tool allows people to take their health into their own hands and use the test as a way to find out if they are or are not living with HIV. And when we have the community health workers as part of that, we can make sure that when people are finding out about their HIV status, they're finding out about it in a really affirming environment where people are understanding that they can live long, healthy lives with HIV and they're not experiencing stigma related to an HIV diagnosis. So it's a really important thing in terms of people's overall health and wellness and for people to experience inclusion and support in the way that they desire should they find out that they are living with HIV.
And this is obviously federal government funded. Is there anything coming from the province supporting these programs?
What provinces and territories do is provide us with a significant balance of resources to do ongoing programming related to HIV support, education, prevention, and advocacy. So because of HIV is an epidemic, and it is an epidemic that has been occurring in Canada for over 40 years, the test as a tool itself is a health resource that is provided at the federal level because of the health responsibility for ongoing healthcare program as a provincial and territorial responsibility, but kind of epidemic response is more of a federal responsibility.
To conclude, Ruth Cameron brought up the success of the project and how proud she was of the work Aqua has been doing on the HIV self-testing program.
What we're really proud of with that number of individuals that we've engaged with at our organization, we have a bit of data that shows that almost 50% of the folks that we engaged were first-time testers. We're really proud of that. HIV stigma is still a very real thing, and we're happy that we were able to deliver a program that allowed people who hadn't perhaps sought any kind of HIV or STI specific care before to come to us, hopefully have a really affirming experience and engage in a behavior that we see as being a great kind of self-care and, you know, a really positive thing to do. And we want to be able to continue to do that for folks. When we're doing that, we're allowing people to take charge of their own health in a way that hopefully reduces stigma so that we can get to our goals around everyone who is living with HIV, experiencing inclusion, and experiencing really optimal health. So I'm going to leave it there, and we're really hoping that we can continue to provide the service in the way that we have so that people can get some tailored support when they need it and then go away with the tools to take care of things on their own.
You have been listening to an interview with Ruth Cameron, the executive director of Aqua, responding to questions about the abrupt end of funding for an HIV self-testing program, which helped service providers to link up with area residents who wanted HIV testing and to guide those residents through the process. Despite being asked, neither Health Canada nor the Public Health Agency of Canada provided CKMS News on how the decision to end funding for the HIV self-testing program was made. While in a joint statement, the agencies did confirm that funding for the program would not be renewed and that a replacement program was not yet planned, they did tell our newsroom, quote, "an interview will not be possible on this at this time," unquote. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom.
Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.
The music on today's show is Daedalus Requiem, the first single from composer Eric Lankin's debut work, the Icarus album. Check ericlankinmusic.com for more information about the Canada Council for the Arts funded creation, and Eric Lankin Music on YouTube to watch the video. The song was shared with permission of the artist.